Shelley, Troy Rentz from the Denver Post here. What was the appeal with the Broncos, and how much did the familiarity of Coach Kubiak's zone blocking scheme, did that help in convincing you to become a Bronco?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question for me? You kind of broke up in the beginning.
Oh, sorry about that. How much of appeal was Coach Kubiak's zone blocking system helpful in getting you to be a Bronco since you learned it in Houston, it appears?
Yeah, that was very appealing. Obviously, being able to join back with Coach Kubiak, I think he's a heck of a coach, and some of the staff obviously followed him here. Some of the same people that were there in Houston, they're all very good coaches. So I was excited to be part of that again. And obviously, the zone's blocking scheme is, you know, proven to be a very good system, and I think it fits my capabilities pretty well. And I'm familiar with it, so you know, terminology and just kind of know what to expect and what they expect out of, you know, their players in that system. So I thought it would be a good fit.
What have the coaches told you about your role and what they expect of you this season?
Basically, to come in, you know, and compete for a starting job, and basically, you know, push everybody and try to get better as a group and a team. And so that's my goal, to come in and compete. And, you know, that's every guy's goal, is to come in and compete and be, you know, hopefully be a starter. So that's definitely my goal.
If you hadn't gotten hurt last year, do you think you would have kept your starting job in Miami? It looked like things were going well for you early, and then you had a minor injury.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, thought I was set for a good year and hopefully, you know, stay on the field the whole year, but it, you know, things sometimes don't work out that way, and injuries happen, and you just have to, you know, deal with that adversity and try to come back, you know, as quick as you can and get healthy and try to help the team again, and that's what I try to do.
How is your knee right now?
The knee is 100%. It's good to go.
Shelly, can you talk about your visit with Seattle, and did the Broncos shoot to the top of your wish list when Kubiak got the job here with Rico?
You know, the visit with Seattle was fine, but I felt like this would be a lot better fit for me, and I thought that the Broncos had all the pieces from top to bottom, you know, or from, you know, the front office to the coaches to the players. I mean, all the pieces are there, and to be very successful and to win a Super Bowl. And I just was excited and, you know, jumped out the opportunity to be a part of it.
Shelly, your career kind of says that you've been a late bloomer. Is that accurate? Would you say you're a late bloomer? And what was it about blocking in the NFL that takes a while?
You know, basically, starting off my career, I had some injury issues my second year. You know, had an injury with my leg, and so that kind of, you know, obviously lost some time with that. But you know, I was able to come back and recover, thankfully, and you know, been able to compete and try to get better every day, and that's kind of how that situation went with that. So, yeah, just trying to get better every day and every year and improve and help the team win.
Were you excited to come back to Colorado?
Yeah, I was very excited to come back to Colorado. I went to college here. It's kind of been our home base ever since then. Every offseason, no matter where we've been, we've came back and worked out here and kind of made it our home base. So we're really excited to be here.
What is it about Colorado that made you want to stay here every offseason and work out off here? Was it the elevation, conditioning?
You know, we had, you know, family, a lot of family and friends here, a lot of support. And obviously I went to school here. I found a great trainer by the name of Lauren Lando that I always go back to in the off season. I feel like he does a really great job of preparing guys to play. any sport really, but particularly the NFL. So to be able to come back and work with him, and obviously he has a high elevation as well. So yeah, there's a number of different factors there.
Certainly, a lot of guys have.
Are you more comfortable at left guard or right guard? Do you have a preference either side?
There's really no preference for me. I've played either side in my career, both sides in my career, both sides in college. So I feel comfortable at either side. So wherever, you know, wherever I can plug in and help the team win, that's where I'll be.
Shelly, a lot of guys that have come here in the last few years have talked about how Peyton Manning and the chance to play with Peyton was a big draw. Was that any factor in your coming back to Colorado now?
Absolutely. And like I was saying before, I felt like the Broncos have, you know, all the pieces in place to be very successful. And, of course, Peyton Manning is a big part of, you know, a big piece of that. And, you know, to be able to play with a, you know, future Hall of Famer, you know, I think a lot of guys jump at that opportunity. So I'm very excited to work with them.
So, Shelly, do you live then in Denver when you've returned? Do you live in the metro area when you return in the off season?
South Denver area.
South Denver. And then what is it about the zone blocking scheme that you like as a lineman? Because it is a little different. You got to be a little more nimble. What is it about the scheme when you learned it at Houston that you like?
Yeah, I felt like there's a lot of opportunity for big plays in the run and pass game. I mean, and it fits my style very well and my abilities very well. It does require, you know, more athletic linemen, and I feel like I kind of fit that pretty well. Getting the linebackers, being able to reach guys, fits my skill set pretty well.
So what's been your impression from afar of C.J. Anderson?
From afar, obviously, I haven't got a chance to meet him yet, but just from afar, he seems like a very good player, hard worker. And, you know, a lot of the guys in this roster, you know, seem like they're really good players, hard workers, and very talented. So I'm excited to be able to play with all these guys.
Got a couple of recent All-Pros on the offensive line with Ryan Clady and Luis Vasquez. What are you hoping to learn from the two of them?
You know, I'm definitely going to be picking those guys' brains a lot, you know, trying to learn technique or just any tips I can. Obviously, those guys are doing something right, you know. They've been successful, and anything I can pick up from those guys, you know, I'm going to, you know, try to learn from them. So I'm excited to play with those guys.
Okay, anything else, guys? All right, I think we're good. Thank you, Shelly.